on this beautiful Tuesday morning with our tag, press toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God from Philippians 3:14. And good morning, my TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you, Lord, for this gorgeous day that you have made. We are so rejoicing and we're just so glad in it, Lord. I thank you for the wonderful blessings you have given us, Lord, in this call, the Master's call, Lord. I thank you for the beautiful yes, Lord, of our founders of this call, Lord, and we thank you for blessing them, Lord, our Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for our TMC family, Lord, and for our artist life family and the kings of artists and every single artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. Thank you also for the body of Christ, Lord, and artists and just everywhere around the world. And we just love you, Lord. Thank you for giving us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Thank you also, Lord, for opening up our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes and hearts and minds to hear and receive all that you have for us this morning. Lord, thank you for your speaker that you have on the line as well, Lord. Thank you for just continuing to bring your Holy Spirit presence here. And we just love you and we give you all the glory and the honor and praise. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you here from sunny Snellville, Georgia, Rebecca Thomas and Heavenly Hostess. Are you on the line with us this morning?
I am on the line, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master. And as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. Our TMC theme is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is being fulfilled and seen. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, affectionately known as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we also know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with a cell phone network that charges for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number that you can use, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and you can listen to the current day's message by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can also see the speaker's bios and any prayer objectives that we are praying through for that time. If you feel like you are being led to join our team and greet such as Minister Rebecca did, or host such as I am doing now, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word in your belly stored up for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either our Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that come together to keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference at the Cincinnati Riverfront Radisson Hotel. We have until September 12th to get the rooms at the reserved rate of $119. After the 12th, the rooms will be let go and you'll pay more for them. So it's $119 for Friday and Saturday nights and $139 for Sunday nights. If you would call to make your reservations, the number is 859-491-1200. So now I am getting ready to get out of the way so that today's mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than my very dear friend and sister, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa has been married to Jerry Peterson for more than 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother to one adorable granddaughter, Tyron. In October of 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for more than 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois until relocating to Tampa. Minister Willa also serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. She is a wonderful friend. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a prayer warrior, and I'm so happy to bring to the line my very own dear friend, Minister Willa. Minister Willa, are you there?
Well, Minister Kai, I'm sorry Minister Willa is not ministering this morning. It will be me, but thank you so much for hosting everyone this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. This is our beautiful Mississippi Queen, our prayer general. She will be coming forth to bless us with the word from the Lord.
Amen. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for hosting the call this morning and for letting everybody know that God is good. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart. We so appreciate you, sisters. God bless you both. And I definitely want to take the time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We so love and appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to share here on this platform this morning. And the many times that I've shared, I don't know why, I'm just in a daze to know that God is so good. He's just going to do great and mighty things, and I want you guys to remember that. He's going to do great and mighty things through you. He is doing great and mighty things through us all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Lord, oh God, because You are God all by yourself. You really don't need our help, Lord God, but you have called us your very own. And then you allowed the seed of Abraham to abide in us, and that is Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to direct us and guide us, Lord, into all truth. And we thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. We love you. We appreciate everything that you're doing in our lives, the good, the ugly, the unseen, the things that are seen. We thank you, oh God, because you are God alone in our lives. In Jesus' name, and use this vessel. Use this vessel as you see fit. No longer Brenda, but Christ that dwells in me. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Well, my TMC family, good morning to each and every one of you. And I want to briefly share with you true freedom in Christ. True freedom in Christ. You know, 2 Corinthians 3:7 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And freedom can be defined in several ways for different individuals. And when we look around, we can see that there's bondage, okay? Some people are in bondage to fear, such as fear to move forward, fear that they're not going to accomplish what they were placed on this earth to do, fear of this, fear of that. Fear has a tendency of trying to overtake people. I know I lived in fear many years as a child, but thank God for his deliverance, hallelujah, to let me know that fear was of the devil and not of him. Then we have bondage to sin, which leads to destruction and spiritual death. And then there's bondage to other people. And most people don't realize how they're controlled by others. And then there's bondage to circumstance, which results in dwelling on the matter, the problem at hand, so to speak, rather than dwelling on God's word. But there is good news, hallelujah. You see, in God's word, we are told that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And that's according to 1 Corinthians 2:5. And then Jesus said, here on earth, you will have trials. You will have many sorrows, many trials. Yes, you're going to go through them, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. That's true freedom. See, through Christ, we are assured God delivers, he rescues, he frees, he releases believers from all kinds of chains, chains that keeps us in bondage. And be they physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, God says, I'm more than able to deliver you from them all. If and when we become overwhelmed with life issues, we can call on the name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. See, back in Psalm 118, I remember reading David declaring, in my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. You see, if he freed David, okay, Jesus had not come yet. What will he do for his people in this day and time? So many people don't realize that they can be free of all the turmoil that they are in bondage with. So it goes without saying, according to John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. See, this is true freedom. God's word and his Spirit within us transforms us, okay? As we walk in the Spirit, we begin to see sin for what it really is, something vile and leading to death, and it becomes easier to do the things that please God because we see the deception in sin. See, true freedom is the freedom to celebrate God's love and live a full, joyful life. Now, just to elaborate a little bit on God's love, to magnify true freedom, we got to remember what 1 Corinthians 13, it reminds us that love is patient and kind. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Oh, glory to God. See, love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. See, we start seeing things, the circumstances, the turmoils, or whatever things that may attack us, we see through the eyes of Jesus. And they are a whole total different variation, because what it is, God is letting us know this is true freedom. Because when Jesus was up on that cross, and I can't help but go back there, when he was on that cross and he looked down at them, stoning him and spitting at him, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And this is what true freedom really is, having the love of God overtake and conquer all. As we grow in the love in the Lord, we experience the joy of becoming who we are meant to be, of realizing our best possibilities. You know, Psalm 119:32 says, I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. And then Psalm 119:45 says, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. It's all in God's word. It's all in God's word. Yes, it is. Saturate yourself in God's word. John reminded us that the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, oh, yes, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, have it in abundance, have it to an overflow. That's true freedom. When we walk in the freedom that God offers, we are better able to truly love and serve others with no complaints. That's something to sup on. With no complaints? Really, Lord? With no complaints? You know, I spoke with Mother Oliver yesterday, and all she said was, God is good. I have no complaints. As we grow in the love of the Lord, as we grow in his freedom, we come to realize, what do we have to complain about? Nothing. You see, Galatians 5:13 says, you, my brothers, and I will add my sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Serve one another in love. We're not teaching our children how to serve one another in love. This is why we're having the type of world in our daytime, in this day and time, rather. It's because we are not teaching how to serve one another in love. As true and true freedom only exists in Jesus Christ. Let's be real about it. That's where the true freedom really is, only in Jesus Christ. And how does this happen, you may ask? God changes our heart by his Holy Spirit. God makes us spiritually alive by giving us a new heart. Oh, glory to God. See, this heart desires to love God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, and then love the neighbor as he loves himself. Love his word, to obey his spirit. This is the type of heart God has placed in us. And then to rest in his peace. By faith, we give our life to Jesus and receive his forgiveness and freedom from sin. Not only this, but we are now free to do the very thing we were created to do, and that's to honor and enjoy God forever. Honor and God and enjoy God forever through it all. And this joy in God is from our heart, our new heart given to us by God. Now, lest we forget, my dear brothers and sisters, 17 years ago, on this 11th day of September, the enemy attempted, yes, he did, he attempted to paralyze the country of freedom, the United States of America, with attacks of terrorism. Yes, confusion went rampant. Fear tapped in, yet in the midst of it all. And I can remember the day when people were running around all over the place. It was just like in a rage of confusion. Lives were being taken. People coming out of buildings, falling out of buildings. You never thought you would see that in the United States of America. But it happened. And yes, as I mentioned, many lives were taken. However, the courage, the integrity, and the knowledge that we are more than conquerors impact the country like never before. Stony hearts turned to hearts of flesh. Selfishness vanished. And love conquered among many, especially among the first responders. They didn't think about how their lives would be in danger by saving somebody else, by helping somebody else. Love conquered all in that time and in that moment. Think about that. Selah. In that time and in that moment, nobody thought about themselves. They wanted to help somebody else get restored and be removed from that danger area. And then when I can reflect back, and I'm not trying to take away from this day, because it is a day of remembrance, a day of time where we need to think about the goodness and the love of God. See, when we got Hurricane Florence that's going towards that east coast of North Carolina, South Carolina, all along that border. And then people start coming together. I've been in so many hurricanes, I can't count them. So I know. People start coming together. They stop thinking about self. They start showing the love of God. Is there anything I can get you? Do you need some water? Even after the effect. People start loving. They allow the love of God to overtake them. That's true freedom. And see, we get all bondaged up into our selfish ways and to thinking that it's all about me and nobody else. And that's bondage. But when we have true freedom, Jesus said, you stand fast. See, I'm going to close with this. In Galatians 5:1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, why did he say that? Because he knows that it's so easy for us to get entangled again with yokes of bondage. That fear, that sin, bondage to other people, trying to please other people, being controlled by other people. That bondage of circumstances. Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Do I have enough gas to put in my car? These are circumstances that try to overtake our minds to realize Jesus said we are more than conquerors. Yes, these things are going to come, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, did you call on me? Because he said in his word in Jeremiah, call on me, and I will answer, and then show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. To sum it all, grace through Jesus Christ saved us, clothed us, and when he clothed us with the mind of Christ, and that's where it stems from. Having that mind of Christ, knowing that we are free in Christ Jesus, and then knowing without a shadow of a doubt that he gave us the victory through it all. See this, my brothers and sisters, that's true freedom. And nobody, absolutely nobody can take that from us. I hope you got a thought from this message this morning. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen. Freedom in Christ. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the woman of God who brought forth the word about freedom in you, O God. Father, we ask that you just increase her territory, multiply everything that she puts her hand to. Father, we ask that you continue to walk and work in her marriage, work with her children, be a hedge of protection around her family. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you that you are working and sending your healing power to our Silver Fox, Minister Jack. Lord, as she is on her way to the hospital, Lord, we ask that you meet her there and touch the doctors. Oh, Heavenly Father, we continue to pray for Joshua, the 3-year-old little boy dealing with sickle cell. Father, you know every need of that family. Meet it to the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in them. Lord, we ask right now that you just continue to touch Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Father God, you know their hearts. You know the desires of their hearts. So, Lord, we are just thanking you in advance for all that you are doing in and through and with them, O Father. Father, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around the Des de Leon family and artist life. Lord, you know what they are trying to work, and they are trying to work it out, O Heavenly Father, for the conference that is coming up, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you touch all the vendors, all of the hotel staff. Lord, just be with them as they prepare to receive a company that is about doing your business. So, Lord, as we just continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, we just thank you in advance, O Lord. We seal it in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior and big brother Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. And again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. If you want to listen to today's message and post it to your Facebook page, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677 pound. And again, get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference at the Cincinnati Riverfront Radisson Hotel. That number is 859-491-1200. You have until September 12th to make your reservations at the Artist Life rate. After that, the rooms will be released and you'll have to pay the regular price for them. So we are so glad that each and every one of you joined us here on the Master's Call. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. I will now turn it back to our Minister of the Morning, Minister Brenda. Will you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Kai. I want to encourage everyone to remind you that when we walk in love, the true love of God, we are definitely walking in the freedom of Christ. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the body of Christ. To him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.